listening to 49ers Radio, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price. And Taylor, we get to exhale now after the schedule release. It was a crazy, crazy day yesterday. The 49ers digital media crew just crushing all day with content and getting prepared for this schedule. And it's always a big day. I mean, you always know who your opponents play. And I think, you know, the players and coaches probably downplay in some respects the importance of the schedule. They know who they're playing already. This just confirms the dates and times. But for fans, it's a big day. They now know week two, first game at Levi's Stadium, Sunday, September 14th against the Chicago Bears. A lot of tradition there between those two teams, a lot of history, and Taylor, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Scott, I think that's going to be the game that everybody is excited about locally. They're going to be finding ways to get that ticket. You look at the last year at Candlestick Park, all those games were so coveted. Everyone wanted to get that nostalgia one last time, and it's a little bit different now. You want to get to Levi's Stadium. You want to learn about it. You want to have that experience. You're hearing so much about it on the internet, on tweets, social media. You're seeing pictures of the field installed this last week. Now it's your chance to get up close and personal and really get a sense of what this environment is going to be like. I'm getting a lot of tweets. People are saying, is it going to be like Seattle? Is it going to be a crazy home field advantage? Well, that's really up to the fans in that stadium. You guys got to bring the noise, and I know for a fact you guys will be amped up, ready to go. Everyone wearing red, coming to play, getting excited about all the big games that are coming this way. And, you know, I look forward to the Bears game. I mean, you got Jay Cutler, Colin Kaepernick. They didn't get a chance to play the last time the 49ers and Bears faced in the regular season. Cutler was hurt, and Jason Campbell played. He was sacked 5.5 times by Alden Smith. The 49ers won big in Kaepernick's first start, and the rest was history. But the first game, you didn't even mention it, Scott. You passed that over. Dallas.
Jump the gun a little bit.
Yeah, you can't forget about Dallas.
Before we get to Dallas, and Andrew Pentis, another writer for 49ers.com, brought this up. And, you know, the Bears, first game for the 49ers at Candlestick, going to be the first game at Levi's Stadium. And you mentioned Kaepernick's first start. It all just kind of seems just to be hitting at the right time. Really, really cool matchup to look forward to. But 49ers, Cowboys, let's just throw it back to the 90s. Football the way it's supposed to be. I know, Taylor, you and me growing up watching some of those games, I mean, those were some of the best. I mean, you knew all the guys on the Cowboys roster just about as well as the 49ers roster. And, I mean, it's funny. It kind of brings to mind the same emotions about the 49ers, except exactly the opposite when you see Troy Aikman on a broadcast or Moose Johnson.
How about when you see him in the hallways when he's visiting the facility? You're like, hey, Troy.
Rooted against you for my entire childhood, and now you're here. And I actually think you do a decent job from time to
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we don't say hey to Troy, though. Full disclosure.
It just is the exact opposite of everything that you thought the Niners were in the 1990s as a fan growing up. The Cowboys were exactly the opposite. You get to go to Dallas and get to be in that stadium, and that's what a way to open things up. You can't ask for things too much better than that.
Yeah, you hit it, Scott. Before there was the Seahawks 49ers rivalry, before there was Steve Young, Brett Favre, it was all about the Cowboys and the 49ers. This goes back to the catch. Okay, this goes back to all those great moments early on. The 49ers and Cowboys, you think back at your childhood growing up. I remember, you know, there's certain games of the regular season you were excited about and you watched Monday Night Football with your family or whatever the case may be. You may have got lucky and gone to a game. You're excited about it. No matter what you were doing, what sport I was playing, whatever the case it was, you knew the Niners were playing the Cowboys and you made plans to watch that game. And there were so many great moments. Jerry Rice just going off in big games in Dallas. There was T.O. on the center of the star. I mean, those moments are iconic, and now it's a new chapter. The Colin Kaepernicks, the Michael Crabtrees, you know, this era of 49ers football, starting the season off. Last year we had Green Bay at home, a nice game storyline to set up this season. Dallas, you know, they haven't been in the playoffs lately. They're looking to get off on the right foot. The 49ers want to get a Super Bowl ring under Jim Harbaugh. That's going to be a game that really sets the stage, sets the tempo for what this season is going to be all about. And I think the Niners, going into Dallas, it's going to be a good time. I mean, a good fun story real quick. Michael Crabtree is a Dallas guy, grew up mentored by Michael Irvin and Deion Sanders around those football camps, and he used to go to Dallas Stadium and sell hot dogs, I believe. And he didn't really sell hot dogs. Crab was sort of loafing it. He was hanging out watching the games. Yeah, so, I mean, I got to catch up with Crab and get that story from him, because I've heard about it. We talked about it in passing years ago, but I want to bring that to light. I mean, a lot of storylines, plenty of time to get through it, and you just think about it. Cowboys, Niners, you'll be there, I'll be there, and the whole world will be watching. I mean, you have other games that are big, but this locally, you know, nationally, I think people are really going to be excited to see these colors, all these memories sort of come to the forefront once again.
Yeah, you're used to seeing that matchup in the playoffs. So why not just kick things off in week one with one of the more storied rivalries, I should say, especially for the 49ers in the NFL. And Taylor, up next, let's talk about some of these road trips. You know, these cities, I've been to each one of these cities before, each stadium. I haven't seen the New York Giants there when we were there for a Jets game. But other than that, I mean, there's some great ones. There's some great ones on the schedule after Dallas. So, got to ask you, which one stands out to you? No, I know I got one circled, but want to hear what your take is. Best road trip of the year. Could be for any reason.
Well, Scott, we're pros at New Orleans now. I think they know us by first name on Bourbon Street. I know they know you by first name on Bourbon Street. Hey. You and Ted Robinson are over there getting the beignets. Beignets and Hurricanes is the famous radio call from our boy.
What's the beignet?
Café Du Monde.
Café Du Monde.
Café Du Monde. Good stuff.
That is delicious.
So I won't say New Orleans because we've been there, done that, and I'm not downplaying it by any means, but I have family on the East Coast, and I love going to New York, and seeing MetLife Stadium again it'll be cool. I mean, it's gonna be a big venue and a big week for the 49ers. You think back on the rivalry that they've had with the Giants. They held us from going to the Super Bowl in 2011, came into our house in 2012, put a nice little beating on us. We bounced back. They didn't make the playoffs. They've struggled a little bit. They've made some additions in free agency. You look at it, they're active. They're signing. Everybody you could think of is joining the Giants right now. So even Mario Manningham, former 49er wide receiver. So New York, for me personally, I enjoy that game. The Big Apple, the scenery around it, some of the food, some of the culture. Looking forward to that trip. And that is really the only long trip that we have. You think back to last year, 31,000 miles, ridiculous NFL league high to London and back to Tennessee, to Tampa Bay, to New Orleans, you name it. We've been everywhere. I can't even say it right. We've been everywhere, man. Johnny Cash, shout out, a.k.a. Jim Harbaugh with that reference. But we went everywhere last year. This year, it's a lot on the West Coast. So I know about you, Scott. You're a grizzled veteran of the 49ers road trips. The short road trips, short flights, not too bad.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pick the Oakland Raiders road trip. You know, hop in the car, drive down there, figure out where to park, get in that media lot.
Yeah.
And then just drive home after the game. There's not much better than that.
Yeah.
Actually, the one that I'm probably looking forward to the most is week 7 on the road, Denver, Sunday night football. Not so much, you know, because of the city, per se, but the last time we were there, the only time I've been there, was a preseason game. And you really didn't get to see, you know, the 49ers, Broncos, you know, the rivalry that I would know it as. Of course, a lot of my family, too, grew up, a lot of my family is from Wyoming. That's where my parents grew up, and so a lot of my relatives are big Denver Broncos fans back in Wyoming. Of course, they root for the 49ers now. That's their NFC team, so that's the way they try to play both sides with that one. But it's going to be interesting. I want to see you know, how this 49ers defense does going up against you know, Peyton Manning and that explosive offense. And you know, Denver is one of the teams to beat in the AFC. I think that's going to be a challenging game. And anytime you're on Sunday Night Football, and you always think too with these primetime games, When you're on the road for primetime games, you always get Backley. At least Denver, we're somewhat close. That's a straight cut. It's not going to be too bad afterwards. We're not going to get in at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Explain that to our fans, because this is something that they, you know, I get a lot of, you have the greatest job in the world, and I'm not downplaying our job. Love our job. But there are, this is the one side effect of traveling with the team and then having a normal Monday, 9 to 5. Well, let's be honest, 9 to 7, 8 in the regular season. Give that more more explanation to our fans there.
That was the one that I circled on the schedule last year. I mean, you always look and you're like, you know, which games are we going to be home for Christmas, Thanksgiving, et cetera. But then you also look at the night games and the travel. And Washington, Monday night football, it was going to be cold. It was going to be a long flight. And we were going to get back at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I think for us, you're not only thinking about that day, but you're thinking about the Tuesday.
The residual effect of that.
Yeah.
Plane time.
Oh, yeah. You have, you know, 3 hours of sleep, maybe max, and then you're in here, Harbaugh's got a press conference, you're covering that, and then not only, especially for Monday night trips, not only do you get back late, but then you got a short week getting prepared for the next week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just – it just makes for a less than desirable next week.
It's a challenge.
It is a challenge. It's a grind. And yet, when we're complaining about it, I'm like, what are the guys in the seats? What are they thinking at this point? You know, what are the players who are doing the exact same thing, coming in, watching film the next day? That's tough on them too. And I don't think that people really realize the residual effects of late night road trips.
Yeah, we don't have too many on this schedule in front of us, and so inside guys like us, we're looking at the flights, the back to back trips, New Orleans, New York. There's that Ohio Youngstown connection that's always out there. You know, you plant that seed, and you do it twice. You never know, you might do it again. It's always the ace up the 49er sleeve, if it happens, we'll be having that delicious ice cream in Ohio. But
we have plenty of s'mores on hand just in case.
Yeah, for sure. There's all that to consider. So this is the inside view. This is how we look at the schedule. You know, the fans look at the matchups and the rivalries and Seattle, which we haven't even gotten to yet. That Thanksgiving breaking bread with the Super Bowl champions at home, which is an amazing storyline to go through. But we look at it a little bit differently, so we have a different point of view as the fans do, but, you know, it's enjoyable to know that the last 6 weeks we'll be staying on the West Coast, and there's not a lot of travel on this schedule.
Yeah, well, what is the most underrated game? That's what I want to know. Everybody's circling some of these big dates. Obviously, those first two, you saw everybody tweeting about those games and the Seattle game. So maybe those are kind of 1, 2, 3, more or less, when you look at the schedule, for most fans, at least, that jump off the page. But after that, where do you go, Taylor? Where's game number 4 maybe on that list? It just in terms of you, that the 49ers and 49ers fans should be circling and saying, this is going to be a good one.
Well, I have two for you, but there's one I'll place a little bit higher than the other. And when we knew the opponents, we were speculating, we weren't sure if it was happening, but I thought out loud, what would it be like if Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs came into Levi's Stadium for that opening game? That would have been an interesting dynamic, you know, storyline to watch, and that would captivate the entire NFL, because people love that sort of, the NFL is like a television show where there's sort of the drama of, you know, going back and forth with your old team or, you know, that type of thing. So I wrote about this earlier on the website this morning, 17 questions, and I said, for this game, my question was, is anyone going to talk about anything other than Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick? And the answer I can say right now is no. Everyone's going to be talking about the quarterbacks that week. But that's a playoff team. Jamal Charles, Dwayne Bowe, they have some weapons. Andy Reid is in his second year with his offense. You know, he's a smart West Coast offensive system. They have Eric Berry on defense. I can name drop a bunch of guys. But the point is, the Chiefs are a talented team. You can't overlook them, and that matchup is, you know, sort of been overshadowed a little bit by the Cowboys on the road, the Bears to open up Levi's Stadium, the Thanksgiving game at Seattle. So this Kansas City game is a very big one for the 49ers, two playoff teams. a lot of history there with the quarterback. And then the other one I wanted to a little mention, it was the Philadelphia Eagles, because the Eagles, you know, they have sort of a fast-paced offense. How they match up with our powerful defense. This one's at Levi's, two playoff teams. Sort of a nice wave to jockey for position in the NFC playoff picture. Very early in the early parts of the season, but the Eagles are a good team. The 49ers are a good team, and that's a nice game to get, you know, the fourth week of the NFL season really going right there.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on both those two picks. I think Philly was going to be the one that I circled. I mean, let's flash it back to the Pac-12 battles, the Chip Kelly versus Jim Harbaugh. Lots made of the Pete Carroll versus Jim Harbaugh battles. But what Chip Kelly did up there with the spread offense, bringing it to the NFL. I mean, the 49ers, really the turning point for Jim Harbaugh's teams, in my mind, was that first year and just going on the road and taking it to the Philadelphia Eagles in the second half of the game, that they come back. And you thought, okay, Harbaugh and this team, they're for real. That's when you really started to notice what was going on in San Francisco, I think, from an outsider's perspective. And you being on the inside, you definitely saw just the mentality and the belief of the team change. So that's one I'm definitely looking forward to. And then also, one that may not get a lot of notoriety, and we were talking earlier about, you know, just being able to finish on the West Coast with a lot of these games, and it seems like the 49ers end the season against the Arizona Cardinals each and every year, just about.
Yeah.
But that last game against the Cardinals, they were knocking on the door of a playoff spot last year, and they're a team too. I mean, if the NFC West just keeps on getting better and better, what will that game ultimately mean in Week 17? And it could mean nothing. It could mean absolutely nothing in Week 17, or it could mean everything for one or both teams in terms of playoff seeding. So I wouldn't count the Arizona Cardinals out just yet, especially with that defense as they keep on. It's always a tough game. 49ers, Cardinals, and then of course the biggest game of the year, Taylor. You mentioned it, Thanksgiving Day tilt, Seattle. But at least we'll be around, be able to have some Thanksgiving with the family, though, right?
Oh yeah, and I wonder, you know, man, my head goes to some weird places when you talk about Thanksgiving at home. What's the spread in the press box at Levi's Stadium? Who's cooking up the meal? Are we going to get some fresh turkey in there? Mm-hmm. You know, because no offense to Candlestick Park, but I brought my own deli sandwiches. And I enjoyed a nice deli sandwich, and I didn't have the food inside of Candlestick Park. I know Michael Mina is going to have a great restaurant at Levi's Stadium. I know all the vendors and all the things inside the stadium are going to be great for the fans, the press, the media. What are we going to have that night?
And they're the ones that really are going to be up in arms.
Yeah, you don't want to get Matt Maiocco upset if you don't have his turkey to perfection. So
he's very needy. He wants his turkey
cooked to perfection, no dry. So no, that game's going to be great. And being at home and having that weekend to sort of spend time with family, that's going to be nice. But the game itself, you know, 3 days rest after playing the Redskins, the new look Redskins with DeSean Jackson, RG3, Jay Gruden as head coach. That's gonna be a battle.
Fun game, yeah.
You have 3 days of rest to get ready for what could be a slobber knocker between the Niners and Seahawks at home on Thanksgiving. So
real snot bubbler.
Yeah.
As, Jim Harbaugh would say.
So no turkey for the players. No turkey naps during the game. We're gonna get rested. Probably a light week of practice that week. And the media hype will definitely die down because you just have one day of press conferences and a practice, and then you go out and play. So probably the best thing, the 49ers won't have to talk about it too much. They'll just do their thing, go out and play ball, and hopefully take care of business. Pete Carroll has never beaten Jim Harbaugh in the NFL on the home surface here for the 49ers. So hoping to make that 4 wins in a row here at Levi's Stadium. And the same could be said for Russell Wilson, never beaten the 49ers at Candlestick Park. Hopefully that continues at Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, and the tradition going to be made there at Levi's. You mentioned everybody asking about the atmosphere at Levi's Stadium. It is what we make it. So 49ers faithful, get out there and get your tickets. Don't just come in full force. Be ready to go, and it's going to be a great season. The first one at Levi's Stadium. I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. You look at the schedule, and now it's here. 49ers faithful, I hope you're just as excited as we are. So for one last time, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price for 49ers Radio.